All right, my friends, my member friends, here's another book review for you. This is a book I just finished reading, which is a science fiction book. So if that doesn't turn your handle, if that doesn't trip your trigger, if that doesn't flip your switch, you can pass on this one. The name of the book was Seven Eves. That's right, you pronounce it Seven Eves. I just finished this book by Neal Stephenson. Now, first, let me just say that I haven't read everything of his, but I do, in general, love his work. His cyberpunk breakout novel, Snow Crash, is in my top 10 favorite books. And that's saying something, because I've read thousands of books. And I think I've read his book, The Diamond Age, too, but I can't recall it as well as Snow Crash. I'd like to congratulate Mr. Stephenson on having the chutzpah to take on a novel of the scope of Seven Eves. I can see why it took, ironically, 7 years of his life to get this one done. And that's my first comment. This book is immense. 800 or so pages long. And I don't have anything against big novels per se, but this one really felt like an investment that I'm not sure I would have started if I knew what I was getting into. He creates a near-future narrative of an apocalyptic end of the Earth, the desperate colonization of orbital space, and the resulting universe that creates much farther into the future. In that sense of scope and universe building, I would liken it to something like Dune or the Foundation series, ambitious in scope. It is, for the most part, hard science fiction with lots of tech and space adventure. However, in the last third, it started to feel a bit like a pole fantasy adventure peopled by dwarves and fairies, which was an interesting switch. I concur with the other reviewers who thought this book would have made three goodly sized science fiction books in a series, think Dune or Foundation or similar series, and that it was unnecessarily punishing to the reader to make us pound through the great arc of this universe in one go. I also concur with them that he sacrificed narrative and character for pages and pages of technical exposition. At times, I felt like I was slogging through an endless computer manual. I get it that the fun part of this for him was imagining how the engineering would work, but please, for the love of God, we don't always need to know how the sausage is made. I think if it was a series, he could have given us more of a story about the middle part, where I'll avoid spoilers here, but how they got from the cleft to the eye. And I mean, he spends all these pages in the beginning making sure we know exactly how the space toasters work, and then he jumps from a barely flickeringly alive human race hanging on by its fingernails to 5,000 years later. And oh, by the way, it's all cool. They figured all that shit out. That would have made another good book. Some of the tech didn't make sense to me either. He said at the end that they moved away from microchips and other stuff. But in the third section, they're obviously using a lot of computing power behind the scenes to coordinate and optimize all this stuff. Momentum and Newtonian physics are all well and good, but the real world is chaotic. So someone must have figured out how to make a fab plant to cook up some new wafers at some point. And plastic. They use a lot of plastic and advanced materials. You know how hard that stuff is to make? So there had to be some space refineries floating around in all this makeshift steampunk orbital stuff. But overall, I liked the ambition. I liked the characters and the story when they were allowed to wander free of the technical exposition. I'm glad I read it. Even though at times in the middle I was cursing the investment of time, it had some really good hard science fiction ideas that made me think. And that's really what I want out of a science fiction book. I want those ideas, those one or two ideas that make me think. And those are the ideas that stick with me. And those are the ideas that I benefit from. And those ideas here, I thank Bard Stephenson for.
And now, for your listening pleasure, the Scofflaws with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.